Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and with me right now is Norm Carroll. His new book, his first book, is called Miracles, Messages, and Metaphors, Unlocking the Wisdom of the Bible. And Norm is a biblical scholar, and he presents a non-literal approach to Bible stories. Hello, Norm.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So what does that mean, a non-literal approach?
It means that we're looking at the intention that the author had when writing the book, not the intention that someone in the 21st century places on it. And so these intentions of 21st century interpreters have given the Bible a very bad name. And so even today here at Book Expo, we've seen resistance to the Bible, actually resistance to rather ridiculous interpretations of the Bible that we see in the media and in churches.
So in the book, do you dispel a lot of these notions? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes. What we get at is what the author is intending to tell us when he wrote the book. And so, for example, when he had Adam and Eve in a garden, was he saying that these two people were the first two human beings who ever walked on the face of the earth? Not hardly. What he was saying is that God created this universe, and he personified it with those two people. And this carries through, this underlying message carries through in nearly all the events that are written in Scripture.
There are many, many people out there, as you well know, who take the Bible at face value, who do take it in a literal way. I would imagine you're getting an awful lot of pushback.
Exactly. Let me put it this way. When I was a youngster, I was taught the same thing. But then when we become adult, it's extremely important for us to now look on the Scripture, on the Bible, in an adult way. And so we put aside the childish images that we have received as a young person and begin to probe more deeply the real meaning of the Scripture. That's what has not been done today, and that's what this book does.
What was it that made you want to write the book? Was there a particular incident that spurred you, or was it just a general notion of, hey, they're getting it wrong and I'm going to set them straight?
No, it's not a question of my setting anyone straight. It's a question of looking deeply through the scholars of the day into what the text means. As for me, what happens is for the last 15 years, I've been giving missions throughout the country to churches. And as people begin to absorb this deeper meaning, they fall in love with it. And they want it deeply. And so they begged me to write a book. And that's where this has come from. Also, of course, my own passion for the Word of God.
I would imagine this took an awful lot of research. Tell me about that.
Well, I began as studying for the priesthood in the Catholic Church 50 years ago. And from that time on, I've had this love of the Word of God and what it really means. So I've got all those years packed into these pages, plus the last 3 to 4 years of concentrated study and research on the very best scholars that we have in our society today.
Was there anything in your research that surprised you?
No. What surprises me, what amazes me, is that people are reluctant to look at this book in an intelligent way, in an adult way. I can't believe it. They reject, for example, symbolism. I mean, if we have a piece of music or a piece of literature, art, if you strip away the underlying symbolism, you've denuded it. It's left flat. And that's exactly what they're saying they must do with the Bible. As a result, today, people are turning off the Bible. They're turning off the wisdom that God is trying to give to us through these pages.
So if I sat down with your book in front of me right now and I started reading, what would be your advice as to how I should approach that reading?
What I would suggest is that you let the author speak to you down through the ages, that you allow them to tell you their message. And if you absorb that, you cannot help but become transformed, become a new person. Indeed, every one of us is called to become a new person by every page of that Bible.
Once again, the book is entitled Miracles, Messages, and Metaphors, Unlocking the Wisdom of the Bible. And the author is Norm Carroll. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you so much, Les.